Question. Just keep quiet. All right, so we have lightning talks now, which are 10 minutes long, and they're going to be rapid talks. Yeah. And here's Kevin saying, do as I say and not as I do. I'll let him explain it since he only has 10 minutes.
Right. I will start with that, with not doing a 10-minute talk, but probably a shorter one. okay, so if you've seen my talks last year, or if you've seen me in sprints and stuff like that, you know that I talk a lot about craftsmanship, that I talk a lot about tests, and that you should really do TDD, as Alex highlighted. And I'm really serious about everything I said in that context. I mean, look at this guy, right? Right? It's kind of cut, right? Look at this guy. Look, see how serious I am about all that, right? All this stuff, that works. Trust me, okay? I do it. I'm a real professional, right? But I might have a secret, right? Actually, yes, I have kind of a dirty secret even. I'm not really perfect, far from it, and that's actually proof of that. I even have more proof, right? So really you should listen to what I say, but yeah, don't look at how I really do stuff in reality. Luckily in the community we have this guy, okay, this David guy. He likes tests too. You should totally do as he says and as he does. Or maybe not, right? The point here is that you need to experience things by yourself, right? Because during talks, that's clearly, whatever we say, that's clearly idealized to some extent. And what we say works, and that's what you should do, but you won't. Generally, you won't do whatever we say. Everyone will find his own style through experience by going through those advices. In some way, we can relate to something which is named Shuari, which describes the stages of learning in martial arts that's been expanded to other fields. And so Shu, that's the first stage, that basically you have to protect, obey, and learn the fundamentals, right? And once you're good enough with those fundamentals, that's when you get to the Ha stage, where you detach and you digress from those fundamentals, and that's where you start breaking with tradition. The whole point being you breaking with tradition to find your own style, and that's when you get to the Ri stage, where you live. Basically, you live, you separate from the branch and you create your own tradition, because you everything you do now feels natural and you don't have to clinch to any particular form. And what's important is that it all starts with Shu, right? And that's why in the talk that's always idealized, it's because it's a fundamentals, it's because it's a tradition that we present there. It's also likely the stage I'm still at, so that's why I present the stuff that way. And I try to stick to it, really, and I fall often. And that's why you should not do as I do, but do as I say, right? For instance, I say test-driven development. Okay, you should test first, and you should have tests for everything you produce, yada, yada. Well, the truth is, I did skip a few tests, right? Under tight deadlines, it happened a few times, and I regretted it each time. That's what matters, right? It came back at me each time, wasting my own time later. And that's why, despite me doing that, I say, test-driven development. I also say keep your tests clean. You should be as clean, if not more, than you fit your code inside of your tests. Well, in practice, I did some tests by just copying and pasting code around, right? So lots of duplicated code. I let it happen, especially from new contributors too, not to scare them away with having to make perfect tests from the start. And well, it came back at me, lowering my possibility to refactor, and that's why I say keep your tests clean. I also say, well, I will say it even more tomorrow, I say mock, but mock temporarily. It's especially great to use mock for emergent design, I will cover that more tomorrow, or to drive the early phases of design discovery. But as soon as you do that, you should then consolidate your code and use real objects or stubs, right? Well, the reality is I did let mocks spread everywhere in my tests, and it temporarily became permanent, and I have lots of tests coupled to the implementation of my code, and it came back at me, lowering my possibility to refactor again, right? And so that's why I say mock temporarily. And those three examples are just about testing, right? And the related failures I had with testing. So now I let you imagine the rest, right? Because I talk about architecture as well. I talk about how you deal with your features as well and so on. And I have failures, plenty of them there. So please do as I say, not as I do. Because as we've seen, what I do is, well, close to being crap, probably. And avoid the traps I walk into, okay? That's the most important. And that's why I have this stricter stance when I'm doing talks, because that's the best way for showing a path to people coming after me, right? And by staying on that path, you can improve faster than I do. And that's what matters. So don't walk on those, don't walk in those traps I work into. So thank you. And next.
Does anyone have any questions?
Well, I go faster, so we have time for questions.
All right. So
thank you.